Dr. Camilleri, welcome to Drive.
G'day, thanks for having me.
So can you tell us, what are carbon labels?
So a carbon label is basically a way of presenting information about the greenhouse gas emissions associated with the production and transport of foods.
Right, so now I know that cows fart a lot and produce a lot of methane gas, but what other factors contribute to the carbon footprint of our food?
Yeah, so you're right. These ruminant animals like cows and sheep, they have digestive processes that do produce methane. That's a byproduct, which does get released as a burps, and also in the form of urine and manure. I guess the other big factor in regards to why these animals are so bad in terms of environmental impact is the low feed conversion efficiencies. So basically, you have to feed the cow a lot of food in order to get out, you know, a serving of beef in this case. So that's the other sort of major issue.
So besides beef, what other foods would these labels apply to?
I mean, the idea would be that all foods would have some kind of label which would allow consumers to compare between options. So, for example, beef and lamb tend to be the worst when it comes to amount of greenhouse gas emissions. And then sort of in the next bucket, we could put things like prawns and turkey. And then in the sort of the best bucket, when it comes to meat at least, we've got things like fish and chicken and kangaroo.
Yeah, and I understand that you've put these labels to the test. How did they affect consumer behavior?
Yeah, so we wanted to try to present a carbon label that would resonate with people. So we converted the greenhouse gas emissions number into something that would be familiar to everyone, which is equivalent number of light bulb minutes. So, for example, we were presenting people with cans of soup, and, for example, beef noodle soup was equivalent to about 2,400 light bulb minutes, or something like 36 hours. So that was the way which we presented the carbon footprint information. And so what we found was that when we did present this carbon label to participants, then they reduced their purchases of beef soups in this study. And in addition, their knowledge regarding the environmental impact of different foods was also enhanced.
So when presented with an understanding that certain foods have a bigger carbon footprint, you found that people did want to go for foods that had less of a footprint, is that right?
That's exactly right.
Right. So do you think this could be rolled out in Australian supermarkets soon then?
You know, it depends on what consumers want, right? So this is something that would take a lot of effort, right? It's not trivial to figure out what the carbon footprint is of different products. Certainly, we could come up with some kind of, let's say, traffic light system that would clearly distinguish certain products as being worse in terms of carbon footprint than others. But if not a label, then certainly an app or a website could be developed that would easily allow consumers who were interested to look up the relevant values.
And I guess this kind of stuff has worked with, you know, household appliances and stuff like that. But do you think that, you know, a food producer who might have a high carbon footprint might not be interested in having these carbon labels on their food?
Yeah, so I guess it depends on what kind of manufacturer or producer we're talking about. If it's someone who has a range of products that span the different dimensions of, in this case, carbon footprint, then it's probably not an issue. Certainly, if you're maybe just a beef producer, then obviously this label is going to highlight to consumers that beef has a high greenhouse gas emission rate.
And what kind of products do you think which have a low carbon footprint might be promoted if, you know, people know that other products that they're buying will have a high impact on the environment?
Yeah, so basically all non-meat products I'd categorize in the sort of low bucket in terms of carbon footprint, so they're all very good to eat. But it's not about moving towards a vegetarian or purely vegan diet. It's about reducing consumption of some of these high-emission products like beef and lamb. So in terms of switching away which meats are best, in this case, it'd be things like fish and chicken, kangaroo and pork. These are the better options.
Well, maybe we'll be seeing this stuff in the supermarket soon. Dr. Camilleri, thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Adrian Camilleri, a senior lecturer from the University of Technology Sydney's Marketing Discipline Group, chatting with me about a push to place carbon labels on our food products.